Keep listening for a free virus protection offer. Protect your computer from crashing and online scams. According to national research, one-third of all computers are infected with some sort of computer malware. And one-third of you have been a victim of online fraud. Protect yourself now with My Computer Works. We're an 18-year-old U.S.-based company with a 4.8 Google rating. We've helped your neighbors protect their computers for almost 20 years. And now you too can be protected for less than $1 a day. Get your total PC home support right now. Call our U.S.-based specialist right now and learn about our free offer. And remember, if we can't help you, our services cost you nothing. So call right now.
800-352-7618. 800-352-7618. 800-352-7618. That's 800-352-7618.
Ladies and gentlemen, emanating, coming at you from the multi-million dollar Sports by Don Studios in San Francisco. Check it. This is Ring Talk, live worldwide, celebrating 40 years of radio. Straight up, my name is Pedro Fernandez. Welcome to the longest running fight show in history, Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Of course, we come to you live today on Twitch.tv as well as Sports Byline, iHeartRadio, SiriusXM, Satellite Radio, and like a thousand other internet platforms. Bottom line is, you're here. This is Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Check it. You're inside looking at the world of boxing. Of course, last night, boxing star, or its fading star, talking about Canelo Alvarez, went 12 rounds with Edgar Berlanga. We'll talk about that a little bit today. We're not going to go too deep into that because if I do, it will be chopping off the head of Canelo Alvarez. And the Mexican fans think that I'm wrong when I say to him that he should be fighting the number one guy. Of course, when you stand in line at McDonald's, if Canelo was giving you burgers and he was standing behind the counter and you walked up and said, hey, I want a burger, and he said, no, I'll give a burger to the guy behind you. Excuse me, sir. Step aside. Let me get the guy behind you. The bottom line is you wouldn't put up with that crap too long. But David Benavidez has put up with it for like better than 3 years. And I can't understand the motivation by him being so silent around this. I mean, I'm sort of like Benavidez is on the tank and some people on the take. And some people say to me, well, you know, he had a few eight balls a few years ago. And of course, that's what sort of screwed him up. He didn't make weight for one fight. He had a cocaine problem, but he gave it up. Of course, he's clean. But the bottom line is he didn't make weight for one fight, so he lost the title. That's how Canelo became champion, the fact that Benavidez lost the title on the scale. He didn't lose it in the ring, okay? So, number one contender for 3.5 years, WBC interim champion. What do you have to do to get a fight with Canelo? Well, you have to get the approval of the World Boxing Council and his president, Mauricio Sulaiman, of course, the son of Jose Sulaiman. Bottom line is, Mauricio's not giving it up. Mauricio's not the solution. He's part of the problem. And I hate to say this, before we said this before, of course, Sir Thomas Dillamuth, who we'll have on in a little bit, he voiced his opinion that the Oshaki Foster, Robinson Canseco judging about a month and a half ago, that it was crooked. Of course, the WBC has ordered a rematch. But he said it was crooked, and he thought that if Sulaiman doesn't do something, he should step aside. Well, guess what? That was the decision WBC made to get rid of Ring Talk Live Worldwide. That's right. When we kicked their ass, they cut us off their website. Straight up, what a piece of work, huh? Straight up, you are tuned to the longest. I'm just going to tell it like it is. 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-PLAY. Straight up, you are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside looking at the world of boxing.
Progressive knows finding your new home was a dream come true. You wanted it close to town, with a picture window overlooking a yard. And you found it. Now, when you sit down to dinner, you've got front row seats too. Your neighbor's daily pickleball game. Progressive can't save you from your noisy neighbors, but we can save you money when you bundle your home and auto with us. Get a quote at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers not available in all states.
Attention men, here's a great way to have more fun in bed and save money. If you want to take something like Viagra, they can give you a way to pay as little as $2 a pill. Yes, $2 a pill. Compare that to prices as high as $60 per tablet. These pills work for men to improve their performance and confidence. You'll love them. And now for the price of two or three pills, you can get 50 or more for around $100. You'll save hundreds of dollars off retail prices. That's enough to buy your date a nice dinner. Don't pay expensive prices for Viagra. Call now. Order 50 or more of our blue pills and pay as little as $2 a pill and save hundreds of dollars. Call anytime for confidential shipping.
Call Steel Man Pills now.
800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. That's 800-965-1295.
Do you want to add a boost to your sex life this weekend? Do you want to make your partner and yourself happy? Then call our special hotline now. We'll sell you those little pills that work below the belt for less than $1 a pill and deliver your package in a few days, just in time for the weekend. Our pill delivers almost the same results as expensive pills for less than a dollar a piece, and you don't need a prescription. And ask about their buy three, get three free offer. What are you waiting for? Boost your sex life and have a great time now. Less than a dollar a pill, discreet delivery in a few days, and a buy three, get three free offer? Dial this number and save it now.
800-229-8627. 800-229-8627. 800-229-8627. That's 800-229-8627. Paid for by the Pharmacy Shop.
This is J.D. Sharp. I've been developing a revolutionary sports handicapping service, and you can be a part of the beta. Sign up at BetUS.com with a deposit of as little as $50 and use the promo code SHARPBETTING. Email a screenshot of your account to WorldwideSharp@gmail.com, and I'll reply personally with my plays. My NFL record this season was an industry best 72-33, and this is the only way to know all my plays the moment I make them. Let's keep making money together.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Al Heyman and a fat Canelo steal $89. If it wasn't the worst pay-per-view card in history, then it is definitely one of the worst pay-per-view cards in recent history. That being said, a fat and loose-looking Canelo Alvarez took just about every round over a reluctant puncher in Edgar Berlanga. 17 knockouts in 22 fights, and Edgar never threw a punch with real bad intentions on it. It wasn't a shameful performance for the Puerto Rican, but it was damn close. His reluctance to throw on a squared-up Canelo showed me everything I needed to know, folks. Edgar wasn't there to win. Neither was Danny Garcia. I wouldn't have walked across the street to see him fight when he was in his prime. If there ever was a fighter from Philly that shouldn't be from Philly, it's probably Danny Garcia. But it appears he's either damaged, it happened in training, or maybe in this fight. Even though he hardly got hit, it was the most boring fight in the history maybe of boxing, but the way he reacted to that last punch from Irizandi Lara, he either has neurological difficulties or he took a dive. Raleigh Romero was a 10-round winner. That's about all I can say about the card. If it wasn't the worst pay-per-view card in history, it was certainly the worst pay-per-view card in recent history. Thank Al Heyman. If you're not pissed off, it's because you either stole the pay-per-view or went over to somebody else's house and watched it on their dime. Straight up, let's bring in Sir Thomas Dillamuth, of course. No, Tommy's not ready. Is Tommy ready yet?
No, Tommy's not ready.
All right, what's happening on today's show? What do we got?
We'll get Tommy in a bit, though.
What do we got today?
We're going to get Tommy D, and then we'll get Dennis Rappaport later, and, of course, we'll hear from Larry Merchant.
The living legend.
Yep.
The Godfather B. Of course, that is the impeccable, my producer, the great Bailey Peck. Straight up, you are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside. Look at the world of boxing and MMA. Back to Al Heyman. Best described as a creepy guy that stays in the background and refuses to put together the big fights. You know, and I mentioned this before in the open, but everybody, you know, the Mexicans are like all over me, man. I walk into McDonald's, and they're like, I only get my coffee there. But I walk into McDonald's, and they know I'm sort of like, you know, poo-poo on Canelo, and like today they were celebrating like it was fiesta time. Listen, you don't celebrate when you fight a guy that fights handcuffed. I mean, Berlanga has 17 knockouts in 22 fights, and he never threw a punch with bad intentions on it. He never stepped in. He was stepping back and away, and Socrates Palmer, boxing's PhD, of course, defended him and said that, you know, well, he isn't that good. No. He doesn't have the intestinal fortitude. He doesn't have the cojones. He doesn't have the stones to be a real, true professional fighter, because he would have tried to impose his will. He never tried once to impose his will. He just didn't. I mean, he was doing all kinds of weird stuff. And hey, and then when at one time, you see when he's like sort of his legs went out from under him, and he slipped. He's wearing tennis shoes. Tennis shoes, you know, like high top Converse shoes. He might have got the idea from Kamala Harris. They weren't the blue Converse, but they were like high-top tennis shoes. And he slipped and he fell on his ass. The bottom line is, you know, boxers are going into rings nowadays unprepared. What are these management themes thinking? What were the Puerto Ricans thinking? Oh, we'll put tennis shoes on them and that'll make them a better puncher? No. If they put boxing shoes on them, where you put your foot on, you put your weight on the front of the shoe and you turn as you punch. That's how you get power into punches. But with these guys wear these wrestling shoes where the back of the wrestling shoe is where you put your body and your weight, and the front of the wrestling shoe comes off the ground, or these tennis shoes, it doesn't allow for punching leverage. But yet these clowns do it time and time and time again. I'm the one that got Oscar De La Hoya off wrestling shoes. I went to Emmanuel Stewart after one fight. I said, Emmanuel, what the hell is going on? He goes, oh, I didn't even know. I mean, imagine it got past the Goldfather. And I showed him the films of Oscar's feet coming off the ground like this. I mean, his feet should have been flat, but they were coming off the ground. That's because he was wearing wrestling shoes. So last night, the Puerto Rican, of course, coming in undefeated, he made a few million bucks. Give him some money. You know, he made a few bucks going away, but he didn't try. In my mind, Socrates Palmer boxed his PhD. I'll see what Sir Thomas Dillon says in a couple of minutes, but Socrates Palmer said you have to give the guy credit. He tried more than Charlo. What does that mean? Charlo didn't try at all. I mean, not even at all. Never, he never threw a punch, let alone a punch with bad intentions. And the Puerto Rican fans had last night had to be saying, man, what is he waiting on? What is he posing for? When you can punch, you have 17 knockouts in 22 fights. Whether he was knocking out all inferior guys or not, he could punch. You have to go in there and let go with what you have, your best shot. You got to give it your best game. You got to put up your best game. He didn't try to put up his best game last time. He was trying to go 36 minutes straight up. Shame on Edgar Berlanga. Of course, he's now 22-1, 17 KOs, and I hope he retires. Straight up, you are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside looking at the world of boxing and MMA. From the West Coast to the East Coast, it's time to bring in the Sunday Shot Caller, Sir Thomas Dillamuth. And how are you today, sir?
I'm well, Pedro. How's everything with you?
Well, I was sweating there because we had some problems with the Skype yesterday. When you didn't say, when you were a little delayed there, I said to myself, no, more technical issues. I'm doing fine, man. I'm doing a lot better than I think Edgar Berlanga. Oh, I'll take that back. Edgar's got a pocket full of money, but outside of that, I don't think he should show his face in Spanish Harlem.
Well,
no, bro. You know, listen, if you're a knockout puncher, what brought him to the dance was knocking people out. That's what it was all about, okay? And last night, he never tried to knock Canelo out. And Canelo, if ever there was a time that you could have maybe got Canelo, it was last night. He was fat. He went into that fight with no cuts in his face. His midsection was a little loose. The bottom line is he wasn't in the greatest of condition. I saw him get in shape as he was fighting last night. I thought he was getting in shape, better shape round after round. But the bottom line is he wasn't in the greatest condition. And Mr. Berlanga didn't take advantage of any of that stuff.
No, he didn't. And, you know, I know what Socrates was saying also last night. You know, he showed heart, like he didn't quit, but he was trying to survive at the same time. And he didn't sell out to win. And he didn't listen to his corner either. You know, he didn't make any adjustments in the fight. You know, I know a lot of people are going to be proud and like, oh, he didn't get stopped. And he did better than what people expected him. A lot of people thought he was going to get stopped between 5, 6, 7 rounds. And, you know, he went all 12 rounds. But that's not good enough. You know, where does he go on from here? What did he learn? What adjustments can he make to be better, to be a future champion? And I don't think he got anything from that fight, honestly. You know, so.
He got that payday.
He should have never gotten a fight.
He got that payday, Sir Tommy.
What was that?
He got that payday.
Oh, yeah, that's it. And he's good, right? He made a payday. Whether or not he deserved it or not, that's up for debate. But, you know, at the end of the day, Canelo's going to do whatever Canelo wants to do, and he's going to continue to pick these mismatches, and he's not going to give us the fights that we want. And then I know you referenced, you know, my favorite person in the world, Suleiman. You know, he's not sanctioning or mandating, you know, the top the top contenders, and the top contender is David Benavidez.
You know, I hate to interrupt you, but Mr. Suleiman, of course, and his crew decided they were going to pull us off WBC TV for telling the truth. Of course, you and I thought that Yoshaki Foster, Robinson, Canseco scoring was crooked, and we also thought that if Mauricio didn't step in and do something about Benavidez and Canelo, that he shouldn't be in that position. If you can't call the shots, you shouldn't be the shot caller.
No, you shouldn't. If you have the power to mandate the guys, the top guys, the guys the fans want to see, and the guy that's most deserving to get a world title shot, then no, you shouldn't be able to be in that position.
Okay. What's the story with Danny Garcia? What did you think of him last night? What was that ending like? I mean, he was looking for a way out, I thought, all along. Didn't want to get hurt, didn't want to throw too many punches. I mean, I think he landed 20 punches through was it 8 rounds or something, like almost 8 rounds? Bottom line is, I don't know. What did you think of Danny?
I thought it was a travesty that he was even in the ring. I didn't think he belonged in a boxing ring, you know? And it was obvious, you know, from what we saw. And it was obvious from his last fight, which was two months, like, you know, like 770 days or something like that. He hasn't been in the ring. And then you're going to put him in a ring. They try to give him a title at a catch weight, right? They were really forcing the issue. They were forcing the issue to try to give this guy an opportunity he really didn't deserve. He has not been in the ring. He did not look well. His father, I didn't know about this until last night. His father had a stroke this past April.
Oh, sorry.
You know, his father
sorry
should
to
have
hear.
Been
Listen,
in the
I'm
corner.
Not an angel. I'm not an angel fan, but we're sorry about that.
Yeah, you know, I don't even think he should have been in the corner, you know. So I don't know. You know, I thought he was doing well financially. You know, he does. I don't think he needs to fight from what I've heard and what I've read. You know, but he did not belong in a boxing ring last night. Not against Lara and not against anybody.
What about that ending though? I said either he was hurt seriously by a non-punch, or he took a dive and decided he was going to go out on something. Which one was it?
I don't think it was a dive. I think he was really hurt, and I don't think he was comfortable in there. He did not look right. He could not pull the trigger. You know, in my opinion, I thought he looked like he was about to cry. You know, like his face, like his, you know, his expression said it all, you know. And it brings me back to his last fight before that. At the end of the fight, he was crying at the end of the fight, and he admitted that he had some mental issues. He was going through some mental health issues. You know, this is why I say I do not believe that he should have been in the ring last night.
You know, the mental health issues you bring up, that sort of explains his performance or lack thereof, and the fact that his interviews going in, I mean, they were he was strange for this fight. He was off.
Yeah. He definitely was off. He just did not look right. It's like he was forcing himself. He was forcing himself to get the fight. You know, I mean, maybe somebody told him that, you know, he kept talking about if he won this fight, he was, you know, he had his chance to be in the Hall of Fame. You know, and that's what he was pretty much fighting for. He was fighting for the hopes of being a Hall of Fame fighter.
Then,
but he's
then,
not a
then,
Hall of Fame.
If he wanted to go to the Hall of Fame,
he's a good fighter that made some good money.
Yeah, if he wants to go to the Hall of Fame, he can buy a ticket.
He can buy a ticket like me and you.
I
agree.
Sir Thomas, they're going to redial you on Skype right now because it's a bad connection. Straight up, you are tuned to the longest running fight show in history, Ring Talk Live Worldwide, of course. After the break, more with Tommy D here on Sports Byline.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands, guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. That's 800-949-0039. Paid for by the Tax Helpline.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
My friends swim no matter the season, but my moderate to severe plaque psoriasis can sometimes take me out of the moment. Now, thanks to Skyrizi and clear skin, count me in. With Skyrizi, Risankizumab Riza, a prescription-only 150-milligram injection for adults who are candidates for systemic or phototherapy. 3 out of 4 people achieve 90% clear skin at 4 months.
Don't use if allergic to Skyrizi. Serious allergic reactions and an increased risk of infections or a lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check for infection and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms, such as fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, or if you plan to or recently received a vaccine.
Thanks to Skyrizi, there's nothing on my skin, and that means everything. Ask your doctor today about Skyrizi, the number one dermatologist-prescribed biologic in psoriasis, and visit SkyRizi.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZI to learn more.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
The time may have come to say goodbye to Muhammad Ali, because very honestly, I don't think he can beat George Foreman.
Howard Cosell, you told everybody I don't have a chance. You told him I don't have nothing but a prayer. Well, chump, all I need is a prayer, because if that prayer reached the right man, not only will George Foreman fall, but mountains will fall.
Maybe he can pull off a miracle. But against George Foreman, so young, so strong, so fearless, against George Foreman, who does away with his opponents one after another in less than 3 rounds, it's hard for me to conjure with that.
And you're always talking about Muhammad. You're not the same man you were 10 years ago. Well, I asked your wife, and she told me you're not the same man you were 2 years ago.
After this fight, I suspect Ali will retire. And through all of the years, my own memories of him will be as a fighter and as the strange and curious and gregarious and engaging and sometimes cruel and sometimes family man that he is.
I'm going to let everybody know that thing you got on your head is a phony, and it comes from a tail of a pony.
Muhammad Ali, talking about the hair edition of Howard Cosell, of course, that was pre-Foreman. Everybody thought Ali was going to get killed, except us Ali diehards. We were giving, oh, come on, man, George can be beat, can't he? No, he couldn't. I mean, the way he destroyed Joe Frazier, everybody thought that, you know, he was going to destroy Ali, and of course that didn't happen. Bottom line is, let's go back to last night. Listen, if you paid $89 for last night's fight and you're not screaming, to quote my friend, the late Roger Mayweather, you don't know spit about boxing, and I mean spit with an H. Bottom line is, you got to blame Al Heyman. You just have to. That card he put together. Is this $90 for you? Raleigh Romero and Manuel James. Raleigh won that fight. Stephen Fulton and Carlos Castro. Ramon Villa and Ricardo Salas. Gio Lopez and Ricky Magina. Who are these guys? You try to tell me you can pay me $80 to watch this stuff? Caleb Plant? All right, that was a little bit different. Caleb Plant taking on Trevor McCombie, of course, for the WBA interim super middleweight title. But the bottom line is that most of that card just absolutely sucked. So what were they charging you the $89 for? Tommy D, what did they want us to pay the $89 for last night? What was the lure? What was the catch? What were we buying?
I guess we were trying to help pay Canelo's salary, right? His pipe purse. because I don't think this pay-per-view was worth anywhere close to $89. Maybe $25 it was worth.
Yeah, but they did was what they've done is they've that card last night. Anybody that bought that for $90 is looking to steal the next time.
Oh, absolutely.
I mean, you have
or,
to. You
or
have
they just
to.
Had extra money to you know to give away.
Yeah, well, you know? Well, it's like pay per view rape. I mean, it was. Yeah, I mean, they promised you this fight, this net, and the guy steps in the ring, and he's not in the in stellar. I don't. Did you see the picture I sent you of him at the weigh-in? He looked a little chunky
yeah,
in the face
looked,
there.
His face looked pretty chubby.
Yeah, you know, so he wasn't in the best condition. I saw it. He sort of reminded me a lot of Roberto Duran last night. I don't mean as far as overall talent was concerned, but the fact that when he got in the ring, he wasn't in the greatest shape in the world. He would get himself into shape during the fight. In other words, he would work hard, work hard, work hard. He was trying to work last night. You got to give him props. He did try to work, but at the end of the night, I wasn't impressed. And what about that wobbly left hook he kept throwing? Did you see that?
Oh, man, and he kept landing it. He kept landing the jab and the left hook.
But that wobbled, but the left hook he threw, it sort of wobbled to its, a lot of times it was wobbling and missing. I mean, I was just, in other words, he didn't execute. I mean, even for Canelo Alvarez, it had to be, he had to go back to the dressing room saying, this wasn't a good performance.
Yeah, I think so too. I think he should have gotten out of it. After the first knockdown, you know, he was hurt. And then, you know, he fell into his lap, you know, kind of, you know, because Berlanga just totally got rid of any game plan he had, and he tried to go toe-to-toe with him at times, and, you know, it was there for him. So, like, yeah, I see what you're saying. He could have – that left hook was there for him pretty much the whole night. I mean, Berlanga was on his phone pretty much a lot of times, but, you know, I thought he should have got him out of there, you know.
Okay, Caleb Plant was the winner, of course, and you got to give him some props. He always comes to fight. There's no doubt about that. But was Raleigh Romero the star?
Let me tell you something about Rolly Romero. That was probably the first fight that Rolly Romero won that I could say that he actually won.
Yeah.
Right? Because all the other ones that he actually won, he didn't win, right? So that was the first fight that Rolly Romero actually won that I could say, you know, I saw him win the fight, you know? So that other than that, I just the biggest mistake that the PBC did was having Lara and Garcia as the co-main event leading up to the main
but
event.
But no.
That
but
was
they
terrible.
Had, time out. I hate to interrupt you. But they had to know that was the most boring. I mean, on paper, there's no way, unless you got both those guys on methamphetamine or something like that, that was not going to be a fight.
No. Yeah, no, I agree. And that was the biggest mistake they did. I just don't understand why would they have the audacity to do that.
Well, here's what's up. Danny Garcia, he must have pictures of somebody. And back to his father, Angel. Of course, he's one of the. He's not a very likable guy. But now that I look at him last night, and you bringing up the fact that you know he had this stroke, this net, I wish him a speedy recovery because he didn't look good last night. His physical movements weren't good, and emotionally, it was a bad night for him too.
I agree. You're right. He looked off. They should have had the guy Briscoe as the lead trainer. You know, I've heard he's worked with a lot of fighters in Philadelphia, but he was the cut man. You know, so I don't know what Danny Garcia is going to do, but whatever he does, it should be far away from boxing and do what he's been doing. He's made, you know, all I've heard and read, he's made good money, you know, and he saved his money. He's invested well. So, you know, kudos to him and, you know, congrats on that. But stay away from the ring, you know, if you want to see your kids grow and continue, you know, to live a longer life.
Bro. Well, I kid you not. I wouldn't have walked across the street to watch him in his prime. He just never entertained me. In other words, he was a Puerto Rican from New York, from Philadelphia. He fought like he didn't fight like a Puerto. He didn't fight like somebody from Philly. And he didn't fight like a Puerto Rican. I that's just you know, and I'm Puerto Rican, so I think I can say that.
No, I agree, but he's had some good performances in his career. Matisse fight, that was a good performance. That was a fight he was picked to lose.
Yeah, true.
You know, I know you're not going to like this one, but he was not picked to beat Amir Khan, and you know he was losing that fight, and he stopped him, right? Because Amir Khan lit him up those first three rounds.
He did.
You know, and he had a good fight with Thurman. You know, so I mean, he's had some moments.
Yeah, but he, the Hall of Fame thing, he ain't a Hall of Fame fighter. He could have another career and he wouldn't be a Hall of Fame fighter. That's just the way it is.
I agree with you. I mean, that's pretty rough, but you know what? You're absolutely right.
Okay.
He's not a Hall of Fame fighter.
Jose Lopez says, I agree on everything regarding the Canelo thing about Benitez, except Benavidez. If he wasn't powdering his nose, Caleb Plant wouldn't have had a shot at Canelo for the 168-pound title. He had his shot, but he was putting his work in with those eight balls. Shouldn't we give him a pass on that?
I think we should give him a pass, especially he's waited what over a couple years already.
Three and a half.
That was a few years ago.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I can understand that. And Caleb took the opportunity. I think Caleb represented himself well. I thought he fought well until, you know, into the mid late rounds where the gas tank went down. And you know what, Benavidez, I think he paid the price already.
Okay.
He deserves the shot now.
Was Sir Thomas Dillenmuth, was that Canelo's last real win, the Caleb Plant win? I think so.
I think so. I think after that, he hasn't really fought anybody worth mentioning, honestly. I mean, the Triple G, the third fight, nobody really needed to see that. Triple G was done, you know? And then who else has he fought? Was the Ryder fight after that or before
the
that?
The Ryder fight, how about the Charlo fight? You know, I'm looking at Jaime Munguia, Jermell Charlo, John Ryder, Gennady Golovkin, Dmitry Bivol. Of course, he lost that fight. That was another fight that he requested. Before that, he fought Caleb Plant. He hasn't fought anybody since Caleb Plant. In the Dmitry Bivol fight, he says, you know, he wanted a rematch. Listen, Bivol would have fought him for minimum wage on a rematch, and they wouldn't do it.
Yeah, no, he doesn't want to fight Bivol. And then I'm hearing that he wants to fight the winner of Bivol and Beterbiev. He's not going to do that.
Well, that's what we're going to talk about. There's
no way.
We're going to talk about that card in the next segment. What about Xander Zayas? Is that going to be in the Garden?
That is in the Garden in a couple weeks. I'll be there watching that. I don't know much about the opponent, so I got to do some research on him. But it's another showcase fight for him. He's the co-main event, surprisingly. The main event, they have Michaela Mayer as the main event.
Yeah. Michaela Mayer and Sandy Ryan for the WBO female welterweight title. Yeah, that's going to be the main event over an up and coming, the most promising up and coming Puerto Rican in a long time. We'll talk about Xander Zayas. He's not a Juanma.
No, he's not. He's not a Juanma. Juanma had some, you know, and he's not a Juanma outside of the ring, because we know Juanma was not a, you know, good person outside of the ring, but. Yeah, I don't understand it. In New York, where the Puerto Rican fan base is huge, you know, when it comes to boxing, and, you know, he's the co-main event after he was just the main event in June. I don't
freeze
understand
that thought, Tommy. Running up on a heartbreak. Freeze that thought. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. More with the genius after the break.
Oh no, stomach issues again?
Stomach issues?
Who are you?
Your pancreas. I could be the real reason for your diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose, oily stools.
I thought it was my stomach.
People often do, but any of these symptoms could mean having a condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. With EPI, the pancreas doesn't release enough enzymes to break down food, but EPI is manageable. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and speak with your doctor. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
And here's the pitch.
Want to score some runs with your family? How about an all-inclusive 5-day, 4-night vacation for two adults and two children at the Ocean Spa Hotel in Cancun for only $699? Includes airport pickup, hotel, and all food and drinks, including alcohol. And you can travel anytime in the next 12 months with no blackout dates. So visit CancunEscapes.com/radio to book a family vacation for four for only $699.
Going, going, gone with CancunEscapes.com/radio.
Do you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who'll offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who will sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. That's 800-251-7816.
I'm still going for it, even with higher stroke risk from atrial fibrillation and a regular heartbeat not caused by a heart valve problem. Over a three-year study, Eliquis apixaban tablets reduced stroke risk better than warfarin, and over 97% of Eliquis patients did not experience a stroke. A first stroke occurred in 2.9% of warfarin patients versus 2.3% of Eliquis patients.
Don't stop taking prescription Eliquis without asking your doctor. It may increase your stroke risk. Eliquis can cause serious and in rare cases fatal bleeding. Don't take Eliquis if you have an artificial heart valve, abnormal bleeding, or antiphospholipid syndrome. While taking, you may bruise more easily or take longer for bleeding to stop. A spinal injection while on Eliquis increases risk of blood clots, which may cause paralysis, the inability to move. Get medical help right away for unexpected bleeding, unusual bruising, or tingling, numbness, or muscle weakness. Medications such as aspirin products, NSAIDs, SSRIs, SNRIs, and blood thinners may increase bleeding risk. Tell your doctor about all planned medical or dental procedures. Learn more at Eliquis.com or call 1-855-ELIQUIS.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
I'm one of those people that's so smart that I'm uncomfortable in this world. And I'm scared to live. I'm not scared to live, but it's scary out here. God damn. I know how flimsy this is. I can see through the I can see the truth. There's an animal inside of each and every one of you. It's not good. It's real. Listen, I was looking at the paper the other day. I'm not making this up. There's a serial rapist in Houston. There's nothing funny about serial rape. But what is noteworthy about this particular rapist is that all of his victims have been men. Enjoy your evening.
The great Dave Chappelle, back when he was great. Of course, I saw him about a year and a half ago with Elon Musk here in San Francisco. And if I wish I had some tomatoes, I would have thrown them at him. Bottom line is, he's funny until he got into politics. Once he got into politics and hanging out with Elon Musk, I think Dave Chappelle sort of fell off my chart. Straight up, you are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look in the world of boxing and MMA. From the Bronx, of course, is Sir Thomas Dillamuth, our Sunday shot caller, and the father of the genius, Tamara Dillamuth, of course, is off in college for about 3 weeks now. We wish her the very best in luck and success, no doubt about that. But back to September 27th on ESPN from the Garden, or the little, whatever they're calling that place, the Little Garden, Little Madison Square Garden. They used to call it the Felt Forum back in the day. But Xander Zayas unbeaten, taking on Damian Sosa. Now, Damian Sosa is 25-2 with 12 KOs. And the real safe part there is the 12 KOs. See, he isn't a big puncher. So, you know, he ain't going to land something like, you know, Ernie Shaver or something like that. Put Xander Zayas on his ass. This is a work fight, just like Tommy D said, but 25-2. The two guys he lost to, not the greatest guys in the world, of course, Ivan Alvarez, who came in at 31-14. So he lost a 10-round decision to a journeyman. So obviously he's going to get lit up like the White House Christmas tree here. The script has been written, Tommy D.
Yeah, pretty much. It's going to be in Hulu Theater. It's just to make him look good. His last fight, he looked okay. He fought a guy that was, you know, way past his prime in Teixeira, that a lot of people thought he was going to stop. And Teixeira was tough and gritty and lasted it. And, you know, not a lot of people were happy with Xander's performance. I mean, he looked good in the ring, you know, but, you know, they wanted to stop it. So I think this guy's tailor-made for Xander to get a knockout.
Okay, I'm going to put this question at you. Maybe it'll sound a little bit weird, but you just beat my butt in a 12-round fight, okay? You beat me up. My name is Jaime Munguia. Your name is Canelo Alvarez. And then you go out and buy me a $125,000 car. Does something smell about that?
It does. It really does. And if you watch the fight, you're going to see that, you know, if you really watch it, you'll see that Canelo kind of, you know, took off, kind of laid back a little bit. You know, after he dropped Munguia in that fight, he kind of gave the kid a break.
It was like they shook hands beforehand.
Yeah, definitely. It looked a little funny to me.
The reason why I bring up Munguia is he'll be September 20th. He'll be headlining a super middleweight main event on ESPN against Eric Bazayan. I don't know much about him. Of course, the 21st, September 21st, Daniel Dubois, They gave him the IBF heavyweight title. He didn't have to win it. They gave it to him. They didn't even put him in a match for the interim title, the vacant title. The IBF, of course, known as the International Black Federation, take that back, the International Boxing Federation, they've been known to put it this way. Bob Lee was the head of the he started the IBF back in 1986, I believe. So I said to him, Bob, why are you starting the IBF? I mean, the WBA and the WBC, it's sort of confusing already. He goes, listen, the WBC doesn't give black fighters a break. And I said, say what? He goes, the WBC doesn't give black fighters a break. Neither does the WBA. So I'm going to start my sanctioning body here in the United States. And, of course, Bob Lee went on to be indicted and all that kind of good stuff. And he went to prison for 3.5 years. And I'll never forget. Just check this out, Tommy D. I saw a film of Bob Lee, the president of the IBA, taking a bribe from Doug Beavers. The FBI showed me this wow. film. The FBI showed me this film in Las Vegas. So I was the only reporter. Back in the days, I was the only guy that was in tight with the FBI. I got to see this stuff. So I'm watching Bob Lee, and they put a bug or a camera in the TV set in this hotel room in somewhere in Delaware. I think it was in Delaware or Connecticut. Anyway, Doug Beavers gives him the bribe money, tells him what it's for, this and that, and they talk about Fuzzy Wuzzy, who was Don King. In other words, they didn't put any names beside their characters. They talk about Don King being Fuzzy Wuzzy, and the fat man was Cedric Kushner, who was like a 400-pound promoter at the time. So what I'm trying to tell you is that Bob Lee was about as crooked as you can get. So Bob Lee doesn't know his goose is about to be cooked. So he's at the Holyfield Vaughn Bean fight in Atlanta. I guess it was about in the 90s. Anyway, so I walk up to him, and I said to him, Bob, can I talk to you personally, please? And he said, what you want, Pedro? Because I was Poison Pen Pedro. I was kicking everybody's ass. I had the hottest hottest column of boxing, man. Yeah. I wasn't North American Boxing Writer of the Year for nothing. So anyway, I went up to him. I said, Bob, can I talk to you in private, please? He said, no, Pedro. Whatever you got to say, you didn't say in front of these guys. I said, okay. I saw a film the day before yesterday of you taking a bribe from Doug Beavers. He goes, huh? I said, yeah. I said, it was on TV. Evidently, you did this in some home hotel room. I go, but Doug Beavers gave you $50,000 in cash, and I watched you. You didn't even count the money, Bob. You just put the money in your pocket. 50 grand you put in your pocket. All of a sudden, Bob Lee reaches into his pocket and pulls out these pills. He starts popping nitroglycerin pills for his heart. He's about to have a heart attack, okay? But the bottom line is, those guys are dirty, man. And Bob Lee, of course, the International Black Federation, International Boxing Federation, of course, I think Curtis Peoples is the president. Now he's he's almost like a Bob Lee relative. They sort of kept it in the family, much like the WBC kept it in the family with Suleiman being the president and then handing it off to Mauricio Suleiman. And the WBA, the World of Bunko and Anarchy, the World Boxing Association, they had Gilberto Mendoza Sr. He got a little senile, so they gave it to Gilberto Mendoza Jr. This is like, listen, the mafia should investigate these guys for RICO.
I don't even know how to respond to that one. I mean, all these sanctioning, you know, these sanctioned bodies.
Sanctioning just, mobs.
It's just.
The WBC made some money last night. Of course, you know, anytime Canelo fights, they make some money. So they got sanctioning fees and this and that. And, of course, the WBA, they probably made some money last night. I think the IBF stood up and said, we're not going to let him fight. We're not going to give him the IBF title anymore unless he wants to defend against the number one guy. And the bottom line is he hasn't defended against the number one guy in the IBF for 3 years, the WBA for 2.5 years, I think, and the WBC for better than 3.5 years. So he's putting on this front on TV. He shows up fat and out of shape, and he gets away with it, man. I mean, listen, he hustled everybody last night.
Yeah, he did. And then, you know, Mauricio, did you see Mauricio at the end of the fight? Big smile. He's going to get those sanctioning fees, you know. He was there right on Canelo's over his left shoulder, you know, right there smiling and very happy to see that his guy, you know, won another fight. And he's going to still get paid them great sanctioning fees, the percentage of his purse last night.
I mean, how greedy can Mauricio get? I'm sorry, but I have to say this. But the bottom line is, you know, he's got that Saudi Arabian money. He's not buying those gold-studded belts and that kind of good stuff out of his own pocket. You don't think so, do you? Hell no.
Can I? Nope.
You know,
not
I mean, come
all.
On, that Turk, the sheik over there, he's writing a blank check to them, so they're making all kinds of money. It's not like they need Canelo to survive. They can make a statement. They can go to him and say, listen, man, it's been 3.5 years since you fought Bailey Peck. You need to step up and fight the number one guy. And they're going, yeah, well, how about we fight Jaime Munguia again if he wins next week?
Yeah, it's a joke. And it's funny because if they make the fight with Benavidez,
it's going to be a big money fight. He's still going to get paid. But what is he afraid of? That he's going to win, and that goes, you know, the golden ticket. I mean, I don't understand.
You know what? Maybe I'm a little crazy, but I always entered the ring a little bit scared of fighting per se, but never scared of the other guy. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I was always like, I was always pumped up. This, I was very, very focused. This, I mean, no doubt about it. Because you get unfocused in a boxing match, you get hurt.
Yeah, no, absolutely.
Okay.
You don't play boxing.
Good old, and I got to quote my buddy Roger Mayweather. Let me tell you, we used to go out together in Las Vegas, Roger and I, right? Rod, neither of us drank. You know what I'm saying? Neither of us drank. He was crazy enough without drinking. But neither of us drank. So we go out, and everybody would get drunk, and everybody else would be drunk in the sense. And Roger would say, let this big dude talk some smack, Pedro. No, Rog, no. We don't want to get into a beef here. He goes, no, let him. I remember there was a big guy one night, was like sort of moving his way around the club, this and that. And Roger didn't like the way he looked, this and that. And we're sober. Remember, when you're sober, you've got the advantage over drunk guys. No doubt about that. Do we lose Tommy D? We lost him just for a second. We'll bring him back in just a second. You are tuned to the longest running fight show in history, Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Technical difficulties have been going absolutely berserk of late. Of course, back on the line, of course, from the Bronx is the Bronx. Hey, speaking of the Bronx Bomber, you and Socrates Palmer, how long have you guys been together?
Oh, man. I've known Sock for about 35 years, maybe almost 35 years.
Okay, so when he tells me sometimes that you guys are like brothers, you guys are, huh?
Nah, yeah, he's definitely my brother, absolutely.
Okay, so you know, are you gonna buy him a cheap seat to that fight at the Garden?
I mean, I would, but he wouldn't go. He'll make an excuse that he's always busy. He won't go, you know, unless I do buy him a cheap seat, or if he has a fighter on the card. So. You know, but Sock is very disciplined in going to these type of fights.
Is he getting old on us?
Sock?
Yeah.
Nah.
Sock is good. You know, he plays the old man role, but he's not an old man. Not even close to it.
Okay. I'm looking at the boxing schedule for September. Of course, Danny Dubois and Anthony Joshua. Joshua should probably light him up like the White House Christmas tree, shouldn't he? This is scripted.
He should, but I'm glad he brought this up because I wanted to make my prediction on the air. Before, because I won't be able to talk to you till next Sunday. I think Dubois is going to beat Joshua.
Oh, man, that would be good for boxing, bro.
I'm picking Dubois to beat Joshua. I'm going to say Dubois stops Joshua in about the seventh round.
Ooh, you know what? Yeah. If that came true, I think that would make for a good a good month, no doubt about it, in sport of boxing. September 28th on the Zone, Johnny Fisher and Andre Rudenko in a heavyweight fight. No big names on that. A WBO female lightweight title fight on the card. September 28th on pay-per-view. Now, Tommy D, in case you didn't know, you can buy this fight on pay-per-view, the WBC cruiserweight title between Noran Morakajan and Ryan Rozuki. That's on pay-per-view September 28th. Is that on your list of things to buy?
Absolutely not.
Okay, and our favorite guy, one of our favorite guys coming back to ESPN Plus on October the 5th, Nick Ball.
I like Nick Ball. Who's he fighting?
Ronnie Rios could fight a little bit, can he?
He could fight a little bit. I mean, it was good that he got the win. It was a close fight. He beat Ford. That was in Saudi, right?
Mm-hmm.
In Saudi Arabia. But the fight before that, I thought he got robbed versus Vargas. So this is his first title defense, you know. So I like Ball.
Nick Ball.
I mean,
I'm
not a fan of anybody from Liverpool, but, you know.
You're not a Beatles fan?
No, for Liverpool, I'm not a fan of Liverpool because, you know, I'm a soccer fan.
Take
about
the Fab Four, the Beatles, the greatest musical band in the history of music. They're from Liverpool.
They're from Liverpool, but yeah, so
are you dogging
Fury,
Liverpool?
So.
Are you dogging Liverpool now?
Yeah, I mean, Tyson Fury's from Liverpool.
Is he really? Then you can dog it.
Yeah.
Bottom line is no. I had the original drummer from the Beatles on this show in 1992. His name was Pete Best. He was drummer before Ringo. I kid you not. So I had him on the show. We were talking boxing. We were talking Beatles, the whole nine yards. Yeah, 1992. He wasn't a very good drummer. That's why the Beatles fired him. He says the Beatles fired him because he was good looking and they were jealous. No. He couldn't play drums good enough to save his life.
Wow, that's...
You know, wait, take that back. He had two drummers in his band. I mean, Pete Best shows up. He's a drummer of the Beatles. Why would he need another drummer?
Yeah, well...
Anyway, enough of that. Straight up, have a good week. Hug the wife. Give tomorrow my best on the phone. Of course, that is the genius in progress, my brother.
Thank you very much. I appreciate you, Pedro.
Well, no, we appreciate you being a super dad and your mom and your wife being a super mom, because super parents make super kids. Straight up, you are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time. Time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-215-6812. 800-215-6812. 800-215-6812. That's 800-215-6812.
This is a true sad story for ADT, the leader in home security systems. My favorite dog, Oliver, was stolen from our garage recently. If I had a camera system installed in my home from ADT, I would have known exactly what car possibly pulled up in my driveway and stole my little friend. If I had a security system from ADT, my dog would still be here. I called ADT this weekend, and they're coming out in a few days to install a camera and a new security system. Unfortunately, it's a little too late for me. Listen, protect everyone you love in your family. Call ADT now. Have them come out and give you a quote to install a full security system in your home. Don't let it be too late for you. Call right now.
Paid for by the Home Security Hotline. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. That's 800-361-3491.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently, and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now, before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
I was sitting in a coffee shop just minding my own affairs when all of a sudden this policeman caught me unawares. He said, "Is your name Pedro?" I said, "Yeah, I guess so." He said, "Then come with me, because you're the man we've been looking for." I said, "Hey, man, I've been praying. And no, really, man, I was..."
You're tuned to the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Of course, that was Cheech and Chong. The Yak was pretty good. I saw them a couple years ago. They were like ancient, but the Yak wasn't all that good. But I saw them back in the day when they were in their prime, and they used to rock the house, no doubt about that. A lot of weed being smoked at Cheech and Chong concerts back in the day. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, October 12th. Circle that date on your calendar. Two unbeaten light heavyweights going at it. Archer Bitabev, I think he's 21-0, 21 knockouts, something like that. Dmitry Bivol, of course, the guy that beat Canelo Alvarez a couple years ago at 175 pounds. They will go at it for the undisputed light heavyweight title. Of course, ESPN Plus, October the 12th, on the same date. But guess what? If you don't watch it, if you don't want to watch that fight for free on ESPN, ESPN Plus, you can pay pay-per-view and watch Shakur Stevenson. That's right. In other words, if you're a crackhead, if you're a methamphetamine addict, and you haven't slept in 6 months, you got to buy buy this card on pay-per-view because it will guaranteed put you to sleep. Shakur Stevens is the most boring fighter in the upper echelons of boxing, I think. Take it on Joe Cordina. Good luck, Joe. Joe's, I think, from Wales. He couldn't lick a stab, he wet his tongue. Jay Opataya versus Jack Massey for the IBF Cruiserweight titles on the card. Fabio Worley versus Fraser Clark in heavyweights. Chris Eubank Jr. against some guy named Camille. They're doing it in middleweight. And light heavyweights Ben Whitaker and Liam Cameroon are going to hook it up. October the 12th, of course. Pay-per-view. Don't listen. This is why people steal stuff. This is why people steal pay-per-view. Last night was a classic example of why people go to strip clubs and take binoculars out and look at watch fights through other people's windows, all that kind of good stuff. There's no way in the world you could be compelled to pay $90 or $89 for last night's card. It was the worst card in recent boxing history as far as pay-per-views turn, maybe of all time. I mean, for the dollar return, maybe of all time. That's how bad it was. Straight up, this has been hour number one of two on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. The Impeccable One says that Dennis Rappaport and Larry Merchant are primed for hour number two. Of course, that'll be our guest. We'll talk about the upcoming week in boxing as well. You are tuned to the longest-running fight show in history, Ring Talk Live Worldwide on Sports Byline, iHeartRadio, SiriusXM, Satellite Radio, and of course, live come to you on twitch.tv. We'll take a 6-minute break and we'll be back after the 6-minute break at 12:06 p.m. Pacific time, 3:06 p.m. Eastern time, right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Stay tuned after the news.
Wisconsin officials were working Thursday to retrieve a boat that sank during the search for a missing diver in Lake Michigan. Multiple agencies joined the search for 72-year-old Patrick Kelly of Winthrop Harbor, Illinois, after he failed to surface Tuesday while driving around the wreck of the SS Wisconsin about 6 miles off the coast of Pleasant Prairie. Searchers recovered Kelly's body Wednesday. Kenosha County officials say they are working with the State Department of Natural Resources to retrieve the boat. A Northern California man has been arrested on a federal complaint alleging he assaulted Frontier Airlines flight attendants after takeoff, forcing the San Francisco-bound flight to divert to another airport. The 30-year-old Fremont man is charged with interference with flight crew members and attendants. The passenger allegedly shouted obscenities at flight attendants, attempted to choke a flight attendant, kicked another attendant in the leg, and said he was going to kill everybody on the September 9th flight out of John Wayne Airport in Santa Ana. He faces a statutory maximum sentence of 20 years in federal prison. I'm Trey Westerberg with the Sports Grid News Flash.
And here's the pitch.
Want to score some runs with your family? How about an all-inclusive 5-day, 4-night vacation for 2 adults and 2 children at the Ocean Spa Hotel in Cancun for only $699? Includes airport pickup, hotel, and all food and drinks, including alcohol. And you can travel anytime in the next 12 months with no blackout dates. So visit CancunEscapes.com/radio to book a family vacation for 4 for only $699.
Going, going, going! With CancunEscapes.com/radio.
Sports in 60. I'm Brock Hines on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. It's NFL Week 2. We hit our play of the day with Indy plus 2.5 last week, but lost the other 2 plays, so let's just focus on one pick for Sunday. We're with the public, but think they're on the right side heading to Arrowhead Stadium as the defending Super Bowl champs host Cincinnati in the late window. If you watched the Patriots-Bengals infomercial last week, you'd think the flawless Patriots were contending for the AFC East, and they are. The bottom. In most cases on opening weekend, I'm a believer no one is caught looking ahead, but Cincy was guilty. They looked disinterested and mistake-prone, not taking New England seriously. Don't overreact to week one, and know that Joe Burrow has lost 4 of his last 5 opening days. Look for the Bengals, plus 6, to bounce back, and count on conservative Andy Reid to help keep this game a nail-biter. Sports in 60, presented by American Premium Vodka. Enjoy responsibly. I'm Brock Hines on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. I'm Brock Hines on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
Wendy's breakfast burrito has an entire breakfast in every bite. Fresh cracked eggs, seasoned potatoes, American cheese, cheese sauce, and sausage or bacon. So the first bite is like fresh American cheese sauce. And the second bite is like fresh American cheese sauce. And the third bite, you get the idea. The boss of breakfast burritos, gotta be Wendy's.
At participating U.S. Wendy's during breakfast hours.
Soccer season rolls on here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. This is Tyler Levine, host of First Touch, the premier weekly global soccer show across the entire Sports Byline broadcast, iHeartRadio, TuneIn, Simple Radio, and around the world on the American Forces Radio Network. We're talking English Premier League, Champions League, our picks of the week, and a whole lot more. First Touch on Sports Byline USA Fridays at 5 p.m. Eastern. See you there.
Progressive presents the Sports Grid Sports Flash. I'm Chuck Sanders.
Browns quarterback Deshaun Watson has denied allegations of sexual assault and battery that were part of a civil lawsuit filed earlier this week in Texas. The NFL Tuesday said that it's reviewing the complaint under the personal conduct policy. Watson said,
focusing on being the best quarterback I can be, on the game plan, and trying to be better than we were last week so we can get a W.
Browns head coach Kevin Stefanski said Watson will still start Sunday against the Jaguars.
We'll let due process play out and follow the NFL's guidelines.
Bengals quarterback Joe Burrow said a viral video of him shaking his wrist out in discomfort wasn't actually an injury, but a way to keep himself loose.
When you come back from injury, you're always trying to keep the joint loose. That's part of ligament injuries. If you don't move it, you're going to lose it. So moving around, keeping it loose.
Bundle auto and home, renters or condo, and save with Progressive. That's the Sports Grid Sports Flash. I'm Chuck Sanders.
Vacation offer is so good, I'm going to repeat it. If you're in your 40s, 50s, 60s, even up to the 80s, come to Puerto Vallarta, Mexico for 6 days. All meals included for only $2.99. Again, come to Puerto Vallarta, Mexico. All meals, all drinks, $2.99. We'll even give you a free cruiser land package if you're one of the first 50 people to call right now. Again, come to Puerto Vallarta, Mexico for only $2.99. Be one of the first 50 people to book right now at our luxurious all-inclusive resort. If you're in your 40s, 50s, 60s, even up to the 80s, you deserve a great vacation. So take it right now. Puerto Vallarta, Mexico. Call now and get a free cruiser land package on top of your trip.
800-296-1437. 800-296-1437. 800-296-1437. That's 800-296-1437.
Damas y caballeros, bienvenidos, ladies and gentlemen. Coming at you from the Sports Byline Studios in San Francisco, California. This is hour number two of Ring Talk Live Worldwide for Sunday, September 15, 2024. Straight up, my name is Pedro Fernandez. Welcome back to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. If you're joining us for the very first time, let me welcome you to the Ring Talk family. We are the longest-running fight show in history. Get this. 40 years as of last week. That's right. I've been doing radio for 40 years. God, I'm only 52 years old. I started when I was 12. I kid you not. But the bottom line is, we've been rocking for 4 decades, and I swear I want to thank my team here. Of course, yesterday was Daniel Ogden was the producer. Today is the impeccable one, Bailey Peck. Without those two guys, I think I would have tossed my hat in the ring. I just, the hunger for radio wasn't there a couple of years ago, and now it's back, so I feel pretty good about it. And of course, that has to do with the fact I've got a good production team behind me. Bottom line is, Canelo Alvarez in action last night. In action? Yeah, he showed up, but the bottom line is he fought a guy that was, he should have beat. Talk about Edgar Berlanga. Berlanga came in a 25-1 underdog. 25-1 underdog. And yet people thought that he had a prayer? Isn't that old Don King line? He has two chances, slim and none, and slim's out of town? I mean, come on, man. Bottom line is, Mr. Berlanga was Puerto Rican knockout artist. 17 knockouts in 22 fights, undefeated in 22 fights. Of course, he comes into that ring and he doesn't throw punches with bad intentions. He's holding his left hand out as a distance gauge instead of using it to punch. He wasn't snapping with it. He was holding it out there like, stay away from me, stay away from me. And that's what he did for the most of the fight. He just cowered. I mean, it's not enough to go out there and fight and, be this proud Puerto Rican. You're carrying the Boricua banner on your back and that kind of good stuff. And go out there and just suck and just not do anything and not try it. And that's what he did. It was the most inept performance I think I've seen in a long time. on both sides there. I mean, both sides of the fight. I mean, Canelo Alvarez, not in the greatest of condition, and the other guy, just not going after it. I mean, if you're a knockout king, you go for the knockout. You don't try to box guys like Pernell Whitaker. Come on, man. Bottom line is, it was a horrible night of boxing. If it wasn't the worst pay-per-view in history, it was the worst pay-per-view in recent boxing history. Of course, today I'll bring in Godfather Larry Merchant. I want to talk to him about his reunion with Jim Lampley a couple years ago at a card in Southern California. And we'll bring in Dennis Rappaport to talk about the business of boxing in 2024. This is Ring Talk live worldwide from Sports Byline.
Remember in the beginning, when you first started to build a life for you and your family, you never imagined it would come to this. Instead of living your dreams, you're living with debt. In fact, it's smothering you. Now there's a way you can take back control with one simple call. If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you qualify to receive a free, no-obligation consultation on how to get rid of that debt for good. Call the Debt Helpline now. We work on your behalf to reduce your debt. We specialize in credit cards, retail store cards, and medical bills. One simple call is all it takes to get the ball rolling to a debt-free life. Stop living with debt and start living your dreams. Call the Debt Helpline now.
800-943-2153. 800-943-2153. 800-943-2153. That's 800-943-2153.
Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
I'm not invincible. The great Floyd Mayweather isn't invincible. Nobody's invincible. You just have guys that are really, really good at what they do. And that's just what it is. But anybody can be knocked out. Anything can happen in that ring. And that's why boxing has the buzz and intrigue that it has. And that's why it'll never die, because I'm a huge sports fan. I watch all sports, but it's one thing to watch a team sport, but it's something else to watch two men at the highest level battle, and one may be favored over the other, but you never know what's going to happen. And that's why boxing is the way it is.
The only man to be undefeated both as an amateur with an asterisk and as a professional, of course, Reed Andre Ward, 2004 Olympic gold medalist, the upset kid, of course, went in there and fought a guy 15 pounds bigger than him and beat him for the gold medal. I kid you not, the kid from Poland was 15 pounds bigger than Andre Ward. Andre was a 165-pounder. He and Andre Durrell, who was his partner on the team, the Olympic team back then, they flipped a coin, and the winner would fight at 165, and the loser would fight at 178. Well, evidently, Andre Ward lost that flip of the coin. Of course, Durrell would not win a gold medal, but Andre Ward did win a gold medal. Of course, he 2004 Olympic gold medalist, went on and won the world heavyweight, won the world 168-pound title, won that Super 6 tournament, of course, cleaned everybody up on Showtime. Then he was the man at 168, moved up to 175, took on, he had that rough fight with Sergio Kovalev, the first fight. Some people say, he might have lost that one anyway. He got the nod, but he came back in the second fight and he mugged Kovalev. So he erased any doubts that were made in that first fight. He erased in that second fight. So that was the great Andre Ward. Now, let's talk about some upcoming fights as far as odds are concerned. Next Saturday in IBF, I think, is a featherweight bout. Anthony Casasse is a minus 240 favorite against Josh Warrington, who is the champion, plus 192. Anthony Joshua, minus 480. Of course, Daniel Dubois, plus 340. In other words, you want to bet $100 on Daniel Dubois, you get back $440. You want to bet $100 on, take that back, you want to bet $480 on Anthony Joshua to get back $100. So Joshua, the big favorite there. Of course, Bruce Carrington and Suleiman Sagaya going to go at it. Carrington, a minus 1,200 a favorite. Of course, Carrington considered the future of boxing. Shushu Carrington, that's his name. That's going to go down September the 27th. Of course, Xander Zayas, we talked about him a little bit earlier, the Puerto Rican sensation, doing his thing in the mini garden, the Felt Forum, call it what you want, the Hulu Garden. Anyway, bottom line is Xander Zayas, a 16-1 favorite over Damian Sosa. Damian Sosa, 25-2, 12 KOs, not much of a puncher. Sandy Ryan and Michaela Meyer, which is supposed to be the so-called main event here because it's for a WBO title, I believe. Anyway, Sandy Ryan's minus 140 and Michaela Meyer's plus 116. Of course, move up the ladder. Let's move up. I'll talk about the big fights now. Nick Ball and Rick Reels, Ronnie Reels. I consider Nick Ball a big-time fighter, a minus 950 favorite. Of course, they move up. What about the light heavyweight championship? Arthur Bedibev, October the 12th. Of course, Arthur Bedibev, 21-0, 21 knockouts. Dmitry Bivol, like he's never lost a fight. Of course, he's got that 13 knockouts. Got the win over a reluctant Saul Canelo Alvarez. But the bottom line is Bedibev is minus 110 and Dmitry Bivol is minus 110. In other words, this is a dead even fight. October 12th for the light heavyweight championship of the world, a dead even fight coming to us from the desert, of course, over in Saudi Arabia. So, God, I mean, not too many times you get a world-class fight between two guys that are champions, two guys that are the best, and if they're not 1 and 1A, they're 1A and 1B. I mean, that's how good these guys are as far as Bivol is concerned. Of course, Bivol hasn't lost as a professional and as an amateur, he had a stellar career. Of course, Bedibev, long in the tooth. He's old. That's the only knock on him. Is he too old? Because some guys get old in training. I mean, there's no doubt about it. Look at Danny Garcia last night. In his last couple of fights, it looks like he aged about 25 or 30 years. It didn't look like, but it didn't look like his father had the stroke. It looked like Danny had the stroke last night. I mean, that's how bad Danny Garcia looked. I kid you not. Of course, the kid from Philadelphia at one point in time, he's a 140-pound champion. I think he won a belt at 147. Now they're pimping him off. Yeah, pimping him. Al Haymon and those guys pimping him at 160. I mean, why would you move a guy up 20 pounds and put him in the semi-main event? A, he's outsized. B, he's boring to begin with. C, he hasn't fought well in the past couple of years. He said one fight he looked really bad. But the bottom line is, why would you do this? I mean, Danny Garcia must have, hate to put it, he must have naked pictures of Al Haymon. He has to. I mean, there's no way in the world anybody would have saw that as a so-called semi-main event last night. I mean, when Raleigh Romero steals the show against that Roel James guy, when he steals the show, what can I say? It's a low-quality show. And no knock on Raleigh. Raleigh's entertaining, but Raleigh can't fight all that well. There's no doubt about that. Now, as far as the schedule is concerned, ESPN looking good. Of course, going over to Japan October the 13th. Takua Inoue, one of the Inoue brothers, taking on Seiji Tazumi for the WBA 118-pound title. Those guys are wrapping up all those belts at 118 and 122. Of course, 122 pounds, we want to see the great one. Noah Inoue fight in the United States. There's a possibility that might take place around Christmas. Of course, the promoters over in Japan want to put Inoue right back in the ring after he took out TJ Dillon a fortnight ago in relative ease. But the bottom line is, pound for pound, the best fighter in boxing is the 122-pound world champion from Japan. I'm talking about Noah Inoue. But his brother's going to be in the main event October 13th on ESPN. Of course, a lot of this WBC flyweight title, I want to go through it. It's the Japanese card, October 14th. Same thing. It's like come on, ESPN. Do you always have to go to stay in Japan or what? You guys got rooms there that are free or something like that? Anyway, ESPN Plus on October 14th. This guy's a good fighter. Huntu Nakatani. No doubt about it. He's a really good fighter. Taking on Tasana Salapat for the WBC 180-pound title, of course. He is the guy that they think will move up to 122 and make the super fight the best fight in all of Japan versus the aforementioned Nanoa Inoue. Of course, 122 from 118. Listen, moving up in weight at those, in those small divisions, it's not easy. It's just not. I told you, I moved from 139 to 147, and I ended up getting licked like a stamp in the National Golden Gloves. I mean, I thought, come on, I'm a big junior welterweight. No, I was a small junior welterweight. I found that out when I went to the Olympic trials. I mean, I fought Vincent Webb. Vincent Webb was like, I saw how big he was. Well, what's going on here? Did that guy make 139 pounds? He did make 139, but it was the fact that he was a little bit leaner, a little bit stronger, a little bit longer than I was. And the bottom line is I didn't realize until I stepped up to the upper echelons of amateur boxing that I really needed to fight at 132. Even though I was lean as you can be at 139 pounds, I needed to get down lower to 132 probably to be my best. And of course, and that's what everybody's saying nowadays. In fact, Eddie Croft, primetime Eddie Croft, one-time the WBC regional champion out of San Mateo, California, I'm running B Street Boxing down there. Of course, he fought at 118 and 122, but he said for sure he could make 115 nowadays. That's how the weight-cutting skills have changed. It just have changed. I mean, back in my days, you sat in a sauna. Now these guys don't struggle that much. I mean, as Dante Kirkman, the young man, of course, from Stanford University, is now 2-0 after that win a fortnight ago in Oakland, California. I mean, this kid, he's got brains, he's got ability, okay? And they put him in with a guy that couldn't fight, and the guy made him look bad. You don't need – Eddie, listen to me. You don't need to be putting him in with hobos. I mean, this guy looked like the Mexican Charles Manson. He had a beard that was uncontrollable. I wouldn't let my guy fight a guy with a beard. Sorry, man, I don't care. But then again, they thought it was going to be an easy win. So I think that's why they looked the other way. But at the end of the day, it wasn't the type of fight I think that Dante Kirkman needs to advance his career. I think he needs to fight guys that can fight. I mean, you need to put him in front of a guy that can – I mean, when you fight guys that are, like, throwing haymakers and all that good stuff, yeah, maybe that's good to learn once. But the bottom line is we don't need to see a repeat of that. And, yes, I am predicting a pretty good career for the young man from Stanford University. I'm talking about Mr. Dante Kirkman. Let's roll to a break. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look at the world of boxing and MMA. Well, coming up, we'll spend some time with one of the Wacko Twins, and he loves that name. I'm talking about Dennis Rappaport next on Ring Talk Live Worldwide.
What would you do if you had a broken bone? You'd go to the doctor and use your insurance, right? Well, what would you do if you have a serious problem with drugs and alcohol? Most people do nothing until it's way too late. Your insurance can help you get clean and sober with the assistance of a place like the Detox and Treatment Helpline. Many times, addiction treatment is fully covered, so why not use your insurance to treat your addiction problem just like you would if you had a broken bone? And with the Family Medical Leave Act, you're allowed to take time off by law, and your employer doesn't need to know the reason. So there are two good reasons. You've got insurance you can use for your addiction problem, and with the Family Medical Leave Act, it's completely confidential. Call now, 800-771-4125. That's 800-771-4125. 800-771-4125. 800-771-4125. 4125.
This is a true sad story for ADT, the leader in home security systems. My favorite dog, Oliver, was stolen from our garage recently. If I had a camera system installed in my home from ADT, I would have known exactly what car possibly pulled up in my driveway and stole my little friend. If I had a security system from ADT, my dog would still be here. I called ADT this weekend, and they're coming out in a few days to install a camera and a new security system. Unfortunately,
Unfortunately, it's a little too late for me. Listen, protect everyone you love in your family. Call ADT now. Have them come out and give you a quote to install a full security system in your home. Don't let it be too late for you. Call right now.
Paid for by the Home Security Hotline. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. That's 800-361-3491.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Joe's gonna come out smoking, and I ain't gonna be joking. I'll be pecking and a poking, pouring water on his smoking. Then this might shock and amaze you, but I will destroy Joe Frazier.
The one, the only. The man can touch people without touching. My kid, you not. I watched it. I witnessed it myself. Straight up, you are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside looking at the world of boxing. Let's take it from the east, from the West Coast to the East Coast and bring in one of the brilliant boxing minds of today. I'm talking Mr. Dennis Rappaport, manager extraordinaire. How are you and the family, sir?
Terrific, Pedro. It's a pleasure, as usual, being with you.
No, you're the comeback kid. How'd that COVID thing? COVID rocked you a little bit a couple months ago, huh?
Yeah, no, I'm fine. Thanks, Tom.
No, but COVID, now this version of COVID, what was, I mean, did it, you were in the hospital?
Well, yeah, I had several trips in the hospital, and but ultimately, I bounced back. Okay. Yeah, so thank God.
Right on, we're happy for you. I was pulling for you throughout, no doubt about that. Did you manage Wilfred Benitez at one point in time?
No. You know what happened, Pedro? Teddy Brenner offered us Benitez's contract.
Mm-hmm.
Without knowing it, he also offered it to Jim Jacobs.
Okay.
We called him the following morning. We told him we'd accept the deal, and he told us that Jacobs and Clayton had already called him about 10 minutes earlier. So we were, like, real close to it, but it didn't happen.
You know, he just celebrated a birthday. He was born September 12th, 1958. Do you think he, and this is not criticism, do you think he fits the category of an idiot savant?
No. I appreciate it. I think his father did a lot of damage. His father was a pathological gambler.
Yeah.
And
Gregorio.
I often wonder what would have happened if I did sign him. Perhaps I couldn't have changed the tragic condition that he's in today. But, you know, sometimes you just wonder.
You know,
I don't know. It's sad. He was a protege at 17 winning a title. But who knows? Who knows where the fault really lies.
In 1984, I was tuning up trying to get ready for the Western Olympic trials, and I'm sparring with him. And the first time I sparred with him, I went back after the first round, and my trainer's telling me, you know, you're not helping, you're not doing anything, blah, blah, blah. Don't be scared of this guy. You got to go out there. You got to throw. And we sparred two times after that, and he stood in the corner and basically tried to get me to miss and this kind of stuff. But, you know, he was well on his way to deterioration mentally, emotionally, because I would ask him about things, and he would answer with, do you have a girlfriend? In other words, Dennis, I would ask him, hey, what's the weather like in Puerto Rico today? Do you have a girlfriend? Hey, What was that fight like with you and Roberto Duran? Do you have a girlfriend? I mean, that was his only comeback. And it's sort of like, I couldn't figure it out at first until I realized later he was damaged from boxing.
Yeah, it's the story of Wilfredo Menendez is a tragedy and so sad that it unfortunately reflects a lot of the a lot of the experiences of fighters when their careers are over.
Yeah, but not why? What makes you
not
different?
To that extent, though?
Okay, what makes you different as a manager? Almost the guys I know that you hung around with have got a couple of bucks.
Well, what I tried to do is set up pension plans, secure them financially.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, if they listened and they took the input and the advice and the direction, there was a happy ending. If they wouldn't, and regardless of what I would do, they would think that money was going to come in forever. You know, that's a different story. But I think that there were very few managers that looked to secure the financial and the health and the future of the fighter. And to me, that's a vital part of representing an athlete.
Sheldon Finkel signed the entire 1984 team, and Evander Holyfield, Pernell Whitaker, Meldrick Taylor, the heavyweight. Bottom line is, Mark Breland was the only guy that didn't break into his annuity. They had annuities after the age of 50, they would get $50,000 a year tax-free for the rest of their lives. And of all that whole 84 team, only Breland was the only guy that didn't break into his annuity.
It's that's extremely sad. By the way, you know who got Shelly Finkel into the boxing business? It was me.
Okay.
At the time, he was a concert promoter.
Yeah.
And he was interested in Alex Ramos. And he was concerned about, you know, if he got into pro boxing, you know, would he have a problem with the mob or would he have a problem in some areas? And he would call me like almost every night about 10, 11, 12 o'clock at night to talk.
Mm-hmm.
So for the good or bad, and he managed some great fighters, was significant in getting you involved in pro boxing.
Real quick, Alex Ramos story. We're in Puerto Rico. I'm doing some TV. I think it was a Camacho fight in Carolina, Puerto Rico. And we're in the hotel, and Harold Smith, the infamous Harold Smith, puts me in charge of checking everybody out of the hotel. So I go in, and I check their rooms, and I check the mini bars and this stuff. So I went through Alex Ramos's mini bar, and it was perfect. No drinks taken, the whole nine yards. So they end up getting on the bus, and they leave, and we're staying for another couple days. So the head of security comes down to my room and is banging on the door. And he's banging on the door, and I'm feeling, wah, 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 wah. He's screaming at me in Chinese. So he brings me up to Alex Ramos's room, and Alex had taken those drinks, those cans of drinks, and poked holes in the bottom of them, took all the drink out, filled it back up with water, and stuffed toilet paper in the hole.
Unbelievable.
Only in boxing.
And I understand he's not in good shape today.
No, you know... I think there was a telltale time for him where I think he needed to quit was after that James Kinchin fight when he got hung up on the ropes there and he got hit really.
Uh-huh.
I mean, there comes a time in a guy's career I think when he I think that was a point right there where he should have pulled the plug.
I think you're right. It's like the old song: you got to know when to hold it and you got to know when to fold it. Okay. And I think that was like tragic what happened with Garcia last night. It was, like, sad.
Yeah, but, you know, I'm not a fan of his father, and then I found out his father had a stroke. I wish him the very best as recovery is concerned. But there was something wrong. That last punch that he took, something was wrong. Something wasn't – why do I get the queer feeling after looking at that punch?
Well, because you start wondering if something neurologically was wrong. Or if he went into the fight with an injury.
Yep.
There was something that was almost bizarre about his performance.
Yeah,
besides the rust. You know, the rust will have an effect. But there was just something. He couldn't. He just couldn't let his hands go, or he was reluctant to. So there's a story that hasn't been told yet about that.
Okay.
Fight, besides the nervous breakdown.
Last night, I'm of the opinion that Al Heyman and Canelo Alvarez stole $89 from anybody that bought the pay-per-view. Am I right or am I wrong?
Well, I tell you, look, Canelo's not the man he used to be, but he's a cash cow. And, you know, I thought that his opponent, except for the first few rounds, put 100% out at some point and really tried to hang in there. I think you're going to see a bright future for him. Is Canelo the same fighter he was a few years ago? Absolutely not. But he's still a pretty capable guy.
Okay. Jerry Cooney has given a lot back to boxing. I mean, when I did the gig with Gerald McClellan, Greg Page in Rockport, Illinois, or something like that, Jerry and me were the only two guys that showed up from the boxing community. I was a little stunned by that. But Jerry's doing all kinds of classy stuff. What was it like the first time you met Jerry Cooney, and how old was he?
Well, a fellow that was a referee in New York, Bill Tate, introduced me to Cooney, and introduced me and Mike Jones to him. And he was a young guy. He had won the Golden Gloves. He had beat the Russian in the Garden. Won the gloves twice. You know, he was a personable young whose father just passed away, and you know, we hit a rapport. We established a rapport. And that was the year I had signed Ronnie Harris, then Howard Davis, and Jerry Cooney was the third fighter I signed.
Your partner, Mike Jones, I want to mention this. The fact that anytime I went to New York, he would offer me free hotel rooms. He told me to tip the maid. So I would tip the maid like $35 or $40 a night. I'd leave her like $120 for 3 days and this and that. And he was ecstatic about that. But you know what? He was a good guy. And he taught me a lot about boxing, that guys don't have to win championships to make money and that kind of good stuff. This is a profession. I mean, he schooled me.
Well, yeah, Mike was a good guy. And, he loved boxing.
Yeah, he's a good guy, no doubt. How long's Mike Jones been gone now?
Oh,
about 10 years.
Oh no, longer than that. Oh. I would say more like 20 some odd years.
All right. Anyway, I'm glad that your health is getting back to normal and that you're 100%. And you sound great. I'm glad to have you on the show. I was worried about you a little bit. Is there going to be a bit of an upset, or is there a chance of an upset with Anthony Joshua and Danny Dubois?
Well, you know, there are questions. Frankly, I think that Joshua is going to beat him. Joshua had a very fragile mind for a while, and I think the last couple of fights has built up his confidence. And Dubois is very questionable to me in some ways.
Okay.
You know, although he's come off a couple of good victories, I don't know. I've always had a reservation about him.
Okay, real quick, Beter Bev or Bivol, what's going to roll there, Dennis?
Wow. First of all, the good news is that pay-per-view is only going to be $15, okay, which is the Arab... Saudi Arabians
are
going to try that as an experiment.
All right, so who wins? I got 20 seconds. Who wins the fight?
I'm leading to Bivol.
All the best to you. I thank you so much. Hug your lovely wife. We'll talk real soon, and I thank you so much for your time, sir.
Terrific. It's a pleasure, as usual, being with you.
Yeah. Let's test out. Him and the aforementioned Mike Jones were known as the Wacko Twins in the New York City Press, and guess what? That was a great title, no doubt about that, and they were two class acts. Have a great day, Dennis. We'll talk soon.
You too. Be well, my friend.
Dennis Rappaport on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Coming up, the retired HBO godfather, Larry Merchant.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Can your IRA stand up to the next financial crisis that our top economists are saying is at our doorsteps? By allocating a percentage of your IRA into physical gold and silver with a tax-free rollover, you can diversify and safeguard your holdings from turbulent markets and economic downturns by putting your IRA back on the gold standard. Find out how to safeguard your assets with a tax-free rollover with a Genesis Gold IRA. The only IRA that can hold physical precious metals. Call now for your free gold and silver report. Protect your IRA today with one simple phone call and learn how to qualify for up to $10,000 in free silver. Call Genesis Gold Group, empowering faith-driven stewardship. 800-211-6008. 800-211-6008. 800-211-6008. That's 800-211-6008.
Do you want to add a boost to your sex life this weekend? Do you want to make your partner and yourself happy? Then call our special hotline now. We'll sell you those little pills that work below the belt for less than $1 a pill and deliver your package in a few days, just in time for the weekend. Our pill delivers almost the same results as expensive pills for less than a dollar a piece, and you don't need a prescription. And ask about their buy three, get three free offer. What are you waiting for? Boost your sex life and have a great time now. Less than a dollar a pill, discreet delivery in a few days, and a buy three, get three free offer? Dial this number and save it now.
800-229-8627. 800-229-8627. 800-229-8627. That's 800-229-8627. Paid for by the pharmacy shop.
And here's the pitch.
Want to score some runs with your family? How about an all-inclusive five-day, four-night vacation for two adults and two children at the Ocean Spa Hotel in Cancun for only $699? Includes airport pickup, hotel, and all food and drinks, including alcohol. And you can travel anytime in the next 12 months with no blackout dates. So visit CancunEscapes.com/radio to book a family vacation for four for only $699.
Going, going, gone with CancunEscapes.com/radio.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Check it. You are tuned to the Mighty Sports Byline broadcast, and we're 40 minutes past our time to go to the city of Angels and bring in, of course, the retired HBO godfather, Mr. Larry Merchant. Larry, a very good afternoon to you, and good afternoon to the godmom, Patricia Stitch Merchant, for me.
Thank you, Pedro.
Okay. Good enough. Let's start, listen, a couple of fortnight ago, you and Jim Lampley got back together, and I was going to try to grill you on that. And I mean, you guys hadn't been together in a long time, and is it that you guys weren't – were you guys broadcast partners but not really friends? Is that a way to put it?
Well, I don't know. I would say maybe we were pals.
Okay.
But I think we were friends over the years. Maybe we didn't even know it. Many dinners together, many lunches together, many everything. And we worked well together. And I guess you have certain kinds of friendships that are different than other kinds of friendships. But once I retired, we hadn't met very often. A few telephone calls and here and there and so on.
Were you closer? Were you closer with Harold Letterman?
No.
No?
I don't know that anyone was close with Harold Letterman. Harold had his own life and...
You know, Godfather, I tried to be. He and I were really, 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 really tight for a long time, and then one day he sort of like cut me loose.
Well, you'll have to call him about that, but I don't know that you'll get an answer.
Okay, but back to you and Lampley. I mean, you guys did the Hagler-Hearns fight together, all these great fights together. Were these memories going through your mind as you sat there with him?
Not really. It was just good being back with him. Kind of an odd situation in which the promoters of that fight out here decided to use the famous pier here, the Santa Monica Pier, to do some promotion. And they built a ring, and they had some sparring, and they had a lot of media there. And Jim and I were there together, and we had dinner. And then when the fight came, we were sitting in the press box near each other.
Okay, so I'm guessing there aren't too many tenement apartments around the Santa Monica Pier.
I think that's a pretty good possibility.
Okay. Anybody try to run you over lately? Have you stepped in front of any bicycles?
No falls or near falls, but I don't want to be come off as being too successful because I'm an old man.
Larry, I have water. I have safety proofed my bathroom because I got out of the bathtub a few weeks ago and I slipped. And I said to Mel, "I'm almost 7 years old. If I break my hip here, I'm done. Boom! I'm laying on the floor." I mean, I said to myself, "I got to safety proof this room." So here I am, getting old.
Who isn't? And listen, maybe that's why I only take showers.
You only take showers and you don't drink coffee.
That's right. And coffee is supposed to be good for you, but I never had a cup of coffee in my life. I like the aroma.
Okay. You know, that's sort of cute. And, you know, I was thinking the other day that people were wearing masks. I was in the store and everybody was wearing a mask but me. And I was thinking back to when you told me about when the polio epidemic was about, your mother didn't want you swimming in swimming pools. She was pretty smart. Stay away from the other kids.
Yeah. In fact, I just read an article yesterday in the paper or somewhere in which someone was giving advice to mothers who had small kids and telling them to give them more freedom. They don't have to smother them with love and activities and whatever. Mm-hmm. And that's what my mother did. She gave me the freedom when I was 6, 7 years old to run around and come home for lunch or not, and so on. And I don't know if it was intuitive or she was reading the right articles.
My mother pushed me out in the street too. There was no hanging around the house, this and that. And I would only come in when it got dark.
Well, I can't say that, but
I mean, when it got close, that's when I knew it was time to go in. And yeah. Hey, I remember the reverse of peer pressure on boxing. I guess I was about 11 years old, and I had a couple fights at the boys' club. And I was out there, I think it was about 8:30 or 9 o'clock at night, and we're sitting on my stairs. We used to hang out on my stairs, like 8 or 10 of us. And my guys told me, "Hey, man, don't you got a fight coming up?" I go, "Yeah, you better get your ass in the house." I mean, this was the reverse of peer pressure. They got me in the house so I could run in the morning. The reverse of peer pressure. Hey, they, somebody said to me, Donald Trump just got shot at again. Is that true? Did you hear that?
Who?
Donald Trump said, according to CNN right now, breaking news, Trump is safe following gunshots in his vicinity.
In his vicinity?
Yeah. What does that mean? Like in the same city?
That may be that. It suggests something closer, but not something aimed at him.
Okay, so what about that ear injury? You and I have seen quite a few boxing injuries. That ear injury, I didn't see any injury to you, did you?
Well, I watched the event. He was a little lucky, but he didn't get shot in a dangerous place.
Yeah,
and he just got nicked in his ear.
Yeah, that was a little. That was fortunate for him. Listen, I may be politically opposed to him, but I don't believe in coups and I don't believe in political assassinations to get things done.
We can agree on that, Pedro.
Okay. the heavyweight championship of the world is going to go down again, I guess, in Saudi Arabia. And I've asked you about this before. Is the Saudi money good for boxing, or is it bad for boxing?
You know, it is what it is because of the state of boxing. I've compared it to the time that HBO took over boxing for 30 years.
Yeah.
And we were the dominant force, and we had people who believed in it, and they were paying fighters more than they had been paid before, which is exactly what the Saudis are doing. And I don't know if it's good for boxing or bad for boxing. Maybe it will sustain boxing longer than the general interest does.
Okay, you know, you bring up HBO, and Uncle Seth took care of me. Seth Abraham was the president of HBO Sports, the CEO of HBO Sports, and he really took good care of me over the years. And I know you talk to him now and then, but I have nothing but the utmost of thanks and respect for him. I mean, listen, he was another one of those guys. I'm not trying to say he was Muhammad Ali, but Seth Abraham could touch you without physically touching you.
It's a good way to describe him. We talk once or twice a week, long distance. He lives in New York. Listen, there was a time when HBO had the money to get the big fights and the audience to watch them. So it goes, and maybe that was a step up to keep the game going. But the time came when things weren't that good. So,
you know, last night's pay-per-view, I know you didn't get a chance to see that, but it may have been the worst pay-per-view in history, if not the worst pay-per-view in recent history as far as product was concerned. $89 for a sparring exhibition between Canelo Alvarez and Edgar Belanga, and there was nothing on the undercard worthy of anything at all, and Danny Garcia failed miserably. So it wasn't a good night for boxing, but $89, Godfather, they're hitting these people up for $89 every time they go to the post. That's why people steal cable.
Well, if they know how, good for them. But I got to tell you that they didn't get my money.
No, and they didn't get my money. In fact, Canelo hasn't gotten my money ever since I paid for the Bivol fight, but I haven't paid for a fight since then. There's no doubt about it. Now, the heavyweight championship coming back, as I said, Oleg Usyk and Tyson Fury. Fury getting licked the first time. He's 6'9". I never thought anybody could get beat up if you're 6'9" and you got long arms, that kind of good stuff. Does he get beat again in the rematch with Oleg Usyk?
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, Usyk won by a point or two, right?
Yeah.
So, you know, it was a close match. Maybe Fury gave away some early rounds, thinking he would be able to close the show, and he didn't, and he lost. Maybe he comes out and works a little harder early in the fight this time. And who knows, maybe he gets tired and Usyk stops him.
Well, Godfather, there's a headline just came across the headlines just now. J.D. Vance says people are eating dogs in Santa Monica. Is that true? Are people eating dogs in Santa Monica?
Well, if they are, they haven't invited me to dinner.
Is this the craziest political landscape you've ever seen? You're 93 years old. Is this the craziest political landscape you've ever seen?
I don't know if I want to call it crazy, but...
dangerous?
It's dangerous, it's serious, and I'm still hoping for Harris. I've given her money.
Me too. Godfather,
she's in a better position to win than he is right now.
In 1993, she decided as the SFDA, I was an ex-cop, she decided not to go after the death penalty for a cop killer. So we had this debate set up in the Hunters Point District, me and the other three other cops, this and that. We were prepared. I mean, the whole nine yards. She kicked our ass. She convinced me that the death penalty was unfair after about 10 minutes. She's an amazing speaker. And then, of course, she went on to become Attorney General and then of California, then the Senator, and, of course, now Vice President. And I think she would be a strong candidate, and I think she would make a good president. I'm hoping that the rest of the American public sees it my way. And the last question for you, is it time to get rid of the Electoral College?
I understand why we have Electoral College, because that's the way the politics 250 years ago went. That's how we were able to pull all the parts of the country together, by having an Electoral College. But I really believe in this time the popular vote should rule.
That being said, Godfather, hug the God Mama for me. I'll talk to you real soon. I thank you so much for your time. I feel blessed. I feel honored each and every time you spend some time with me, Godfather. I thank you for everything.
Well, thank you for having me, Pedro.
The great Larry Merchant, Mr. Hall of Famer, retired HBO Godfather on Ring Talk Live Worldwide.
Attention men, here's a great way to have more fun in bed and save money. If you want to take something like Viagra, they can give you a way to pay as little as $2 a pill. Yes, $2 a pill. Compare that to prices as high as $60 per tablet. These pills work for men to improve their performance and confidence. You'll love them. And now for the price of two or three pills, you can get 50 or more for around $100. You'll save hundreds of dollars off retail prices. That's enough to buy your date a nice dinner. Don't pay expensive prices for Viagra. Call now. Order 50 or more of our blue pills and pay as little as $2 a pill and save hundreds of dollars. Call anytime for confidential shipping.
Call Steel Man Pills now. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. That's 800-965-1295. Do you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who will offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who will sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. That's 800-251-7816.
We all love children, and many of us have an old car, truck, or van in the driveway. Find the Children has a great way for you to put your unwanted vehicle to good use. Keep listening. Every year, thousands of kids go missing. Trust me, it's a parent's worst nightmare. When a child goes missing, every moment counts, and you need all of the help you can get. Find the Children is a nonprofit organization dedicated to locating missing children and bringing them home safely. You can help support their mission by donating your car, truck, van, or SUV. A towing company will come and pick up your car for free, running or not, and the donation of your car is tax deductible. Your help is providing the funds they need to continue their services. Call now, donate your old vehicle to Find the Children and get free pickup. Here's the number.
800-670-7830. 800-670-7830. 800-670-7830. That's 800-670-7830.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Man, you know I never like playing taps. That means somebody we know has left us. Somebody that means something. We'll talk about Fred Burns. Fred Burns was a promoter. originally from Chicago, born in 1939. He was a proud Marine, a police officer of the city of Chicago, before moving to Indianapolis, Indiana in 1966. In 1966, he tried to throw a boxing card at the Indianapolis 500 Raceway. I mean, to coincide with the race, it didn't go over too well. Anyway, bottom line is, that was the beginning of him as a promoter. He died this past week. His funeral is today. Of course, there will be service to be held on Sunday, September 15th at 2 p.m. Eastern Time at Beth L. Zedek North Cemetery. That's in Eller Road in Fishers, Indiana. He was a classy guy. May he rest in peace. I mean, he was really, really, really truly a nice man. And Fred Burns, I think he was in a boxing meeting about a week and a half ago. I saw a picture of him like 2 weeks ago. I said to myself, he's making a comeback. Well, as quick as he made a comeback, the comeback was over. That fight between Oleg Usyk and Tyson Fury for the World Heavyweight Championship, the rematch, of course, Usyk winning the first fight by a couple of points, like Larry Merchant said. Usyk is a minus 190 favorite. I'm almost like a 2-1 favorite, minus 190 favorite, almost 2-1. And Fury is a plus 156. If you bet $100 on Fury, you get back $256. And you have to bet $190 on Usyk to get back $100. So the bottom line is Usyk slightly favored there. But should it go down as should it go down like it did the first time? I think that Tyson Fury is big enough to impose his will. In other words, I've always believed imposing my will. If you don't impose your will, you're not a fighter. If you don't try to impose your will, like Edgar Berlanga last night, Dennis Rappaport gave him all kinds of props. Said he tried. I didn't think he tried. Anyway, bottom line is, you got to try. You got to step over the line. You have to step over that line. See, the line is here. The risk is on the other side of the line. You have to step over that line. Last night, Edgar Berlanga refused to step over the line. When it comes to this fight October 12th between Artur Beterbiev and Dmitry Bivol, will Bivol be afraid to step over the line because of the firepower that Artur Beterbiev brings to the dance? Or will Beterbiev show his 39, 40, or 45 years old? Listen, he's from Russia. He says he's 38 or 39. You never know how old those guys are from there. I told you, they lie about their age. Them, the Venezuelans, who else? The Venezuelans and the Russians really lie about their age. I mean, one time we were in, I take that back, Chinese do too, to an extent. We were in China one time, and this guy told me that he was 19 years old. And I looked at him and said, he can't be 19 years old, this and that. Bottom line is, he was 29 years old, but he told us he was 19. Of course, we were promoting a boxing card over there, and we needed Chinese boxers, so that's how we got that guy. But the bottom line is, this has been another edition of Ring Talk Live Worldwide. The impeccable one, Mr. Bailey Peck in the other room calling the shots today. Of course, the Sports Byline studio computer sort of held up today, so we thank the mojo up there for that one. Until next time, this has been a production of the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. My name is Pedro Fernandez. Thank you for tuning in to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. We air Saturday and Sunday at 11 a.m. Pacific time. That's 2 p.m. Eastern time, live on Twitch.tv, Sports Byline, iHeartRadio, Sirius XM, Satellite Radio, and 1,000 other internet platforms. Until next time, peace, love, and a ton of respect. Thank you so much for listening to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Take it back for everyone concerned.